Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. This week's iTunes review is brought to you by Jackie O. Jazz Hands. She writes, a great, funny podcast about real topics we all struggle with. Kim gives great advice and support to people to live their best life. That just fills my heart. Thank you so much for taking the time to write me that 5-star review. And for those of you who have yet to leave that 5-star review, all you have to do is go on to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast and do the same thing, and I will read it on the air. So thank you so much, Jackie O. Jazz Hands. It fills me up when I read those reviews from the heart. Enjoy the podcast. Hey, Magic Makers, it's Kim, and I have another great episode for you. I am speaking with Miss Gemma Scopes, and she is just a ball of energy, a breath of fresh air. She found herself in a place after coming out of a long-term relationship. Her friends had moved on to different areas of their life, and she was like, seriously, how do you make friends as an adult? And she took a year-long challenge to herself to find a way to make adult friends. How do we connect with people after, you know, college? You know, that's pretty much the last time we make, you know, true lifelong friends. And so she went on this year-long project, and she documented it through her blog. And on today's conversation, you know, given where we are in times, you know, Corona has made us pretty lonely. You know, we've been isolated for a really long time. And she has given some great advice on how do we stay connected? How do we create these lasting friendships even when we are trapped in our houses? And best of all, how do you start to make friends with yourself so that you can become that better friend for the new friends that you make and for the friends that you've already made in your life? So listen up, and I would love to hear your feedback. Do me a favor, screenshot this and tag me in how you're feeling about this topic. You know, have you, you know, lost touch with some of your friends, or are you trying to make some new friends because you've moved to a new city? I don't want to give away too much because we just hit about every possible topic you can about this. So enjoy the episode. Here is Miss Gemma Scopes. Oh, Magic Makers, I have a lovely lady from across the pond. I met her on Instagram, and her vibe just came through to me that I was like, I need to get this chick on this podcast. And it's a great conversation because here we are coming off of, I call it Rona to make it seem like it's my best friend, but we're coming off of Rona and we spent a lot of time inside. And I'm speaking with Miss Gemma Scopes, and she is all about how to make friends. Now, I know what it's like. We're adult women. I haven't had to make a new friend in a really long time. And I'll tell you, when you make an adult friend, they are a lifelong friend. So welcome, Miss Gemma Scopes, to the podcast. Hey, Gemma.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. What a lovely introduction.
Yeah, I mean, when I first, you know, stumbled across you on Instagram, I thought to myself, when was the last time I made a new friend, like a true friend, not just someone who I say is friend, quote unquote, but like someone who I'm like, you know, she's going to be in my inner circle. And I got to say, it's probably been a good 10 years.
Yeah. Wow. And were you feeling inspired to go make some new friends?
No, actually it was, I'm going to give a shout out to my girl, Leanne Hayden. I was going to a training. She was going to a training. We kind of knew each other, and we both decided to like carpool. And we literally got into a car, and for 4 hours we talked solid.
I love those moments when you just meet those people that just get you instantly. It's just the best feeling ever.
Yeah. And it was just like, you know, she lived in New Hampshire. She was married. That was about it. That's all I knew. And she didn't seem crazy. So that's
always a requirement.
Right. I was like, you know, we're supposed to go to New Jersey. Am I going to end up on the noose or am I going to end up in New Jersey?
Oh, I love it. Well, here you are telling the story, so we'll assume it ended out well.
Right. And she's like a lifelong friend. And, yeah. And, you know, we talked before we started recording about how, you know, you were like, you had all the lovely friends in the world. And then, you know, we all have experienced this in our late 20s, early 30s. Everyone starts to pair off and get married or have long-term partners. And then babies come. And you're the single one and you're like, oh, what the hell's going on around me?
Yeah, definitely. Everything just changes. And that's kind of where I started my journey with like how to make friends and everything I do now. And it all came from like late 20s. I just got out of a relationship and I realized in those 3 years that I was in a relationship, everything had changed and I hadn't even realized it. And my usual kind of go-to people were suddenly married with children and just like not readily available, you know. It kind of got right to a situation where and I think us women are really guilty of this, where we have to like arrange everything like ages in advance. And I just started to feel really, really lonely and wanted to do something about it.
Right, because you miss that spontaneity of like, hey, I'm having a shitty day, let's go to the pub. And they're like, well, hang on, I got to get a babysitter and then I got to confirm this. And you're like, I just want a pint.
Yeah, and I want it now.
Right. I don't want to call me on like June 15th and be like, okay, but at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Like,
yeah, exactly. I've got like one free hour.
Right. Or do you mind if I bring my kids?
Yeah. And, you know, it's nothing against my friends at the time. I'm still friends with most of those people now. It was just that realization, okay, I'm in a different place in my life now. Like my path's changed. And now I need to find the people that align with me in this moment right now.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. And, I had some friends who had kids later in life and then they moved to the suburbs. And I was like, yeah. I go, well, call me when your kid goes to kindergarten. And like, what do you mean? I was like, you are like in a different time zone than me right now. I'm like, I'm not in that place in my life. And I'm like, once you get into like mommyhood, you'll realize why I told you to call me when your kids are in kindergarten.
Yeah, exactly. You knew exactly what was about to happen.
I was like, I've seen this play before. So
yeah, speak to you later.
Right. Oh, because like, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And then I was like, and then all of a sudden people are like, yeah, you're right. Like I totally got sucked into babyhood. I'm like,
uh-huh. Yeah. But it's been, do you know what? It's been crazy. Like so like the beginning of my journey with How to Make Friends, I did a year-long friend project. So that was kind of my next move. I was just like, right, I'm going to dedicate a year to making friends, just like as a good distraction and a good like positive thing to do.
Right.
But as soon as I started my blog, which was like, I initially thought I'll start the blog and I'll just like share my experiences of like trying to make friends and the different ways I go about it. But so quickly and like right at the beginning, I just instantly got messages from like women all over like the world on the internet saying, oh my gosh, I feel really, really lonely too. And it was so eye-opening because I truly thought it would just be other single people like me that were in kind of a similar position. But actually it was women all over like the world in different situations, different walks of life that were feeling lonely, you know, from like people like me that were single, then new mums, that can be a really lonely time. People that had like physically moved from friends and family for say like a career. And, you know, there's so many situations where suddenly you can just find yourself feeling really lonely.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's like every time you kind of reach like a new milestone in your life, you know, that you, and you've also, you've done a podcast, BTW, she has a podcast and I'll include it in the show notes. Listen to it. It's awesome. You talked about like when you move through like different stages in your life where it's like, it's time for you to say goodbye to people.
Yeah. And that's really important as well. Like, and this is something like you will hear me bang on about this all the time on the podcast, but I always say like friendships flow. Like it's okay to outgrow people. It's okay. Like we discussed, to actually kind of let that friendship go slightly for a while and then come back together maybe years later.
Right. Or maybe, you know, that person was toxic. And as you're going on your journey of exploring new people, you realize like what it's like to have a true friend.
Definitely. And that's what's so like lovely about the kind of how to make friends journey, because you just have all of these realizations along the way. And for me, a huge one, when I started like making friends at the beginning of like my year-long project, I realized that actually I hadn't put the work in like into myself first.
Yes.
That was when I quickly realized I was making friends, yeah, but with the wrong people, because I just didn't have that value for myself and I hadn't set my boundaries.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Boundaries are huge. And I feel like as women, we are very people pleasing.
Yes.
And, you know, we don't want to be the person to say no. We don't want to be the person to ruffle feathers. Yet sometimes, you know, inside you're feeling like a doormat, but you don't want to say it.
Yeah. And the only person that can set those boundaries is you for yourself. And that's something I definitely learned along the way. And now I love it when I say no. Like I almost congratulate myself for saying no to things now.
Right. When I was on my, like, you know, like you said, it's a personal development journey as you go through all of this. I remember hearing this woman, Lisa Nichols, and she spoke about no is a complete sentence. And I was like, whoa. You don't have to say, hey, Gemma, I can't go because blah, 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 blah. You could just be like, no, I can't go. The end.
Yeah. Yes, I love that. Because how often do we start thinking, okay, like what's a good enough excuse to get out of this? Yes.
Other than I don't want to put on a bra and leave my house. Like, you know.
It's so glorious not to do anything sometimes.
Right. And, you know, during this kind of like pause, I've been doing a lot of like self-reflection. And I was like, you know what? I used to like run myself ragged for what?
Yes. 100%. And this, like, as you put it, Rona time has been so eye-opening for that. Like, it's been a weird time for people because, you know, some people have really missed their like relationships and friendships and will cherish them more now. Some people have questioned those relationships. Yes. And thought, actually, like, is that person even good for me?
Mm-hmm.
And then other people have suddenly had all of this time alone and realized, wow, I used to fill my time with so much external stuff that I didn't even need. Like, I'm okay. I'm okay to just sit with myself.
Right. And, you know, I think that it's those pieces of like, you know, being able to like sit in that like discomfort to see if it's something you want. Or if it's something that you just never felt like you could do. So you just always were like, well, I'm going to, you know, go join here and go do this and go do that without really truly understanding yourself.
Definitely. We can get so terrified by like ourselves that we just fill all of our time and energy doing other stuff. But actually the root of everything is who we are. I always say like, you know, when you go to sleep at night, like you are the only person inside of yourself. Like, are you living that life that's truly authentic to you? And those relationships around you, do they complement you? And becoming so aware of what you like, what you don't like, helps you set those boundaries and helps you meet those people that really do align with who you are, so you can make those quality friendships, because friendships are people we choose to hang out with.
Yes, absolutely. I love the word quality friendships, because if you think about in our younger years, it was being popular. And yes. Everyone who knew who you were, and you were always invited to this and always invited to that. And as you age, you know, that popularity contest pretty much ends.
Oh, definitely. If anything, you don't want to be that person.
No. I love, you know, I cherish those, you know, before Rona, I cherish those weekends when I didn't have to be anywhere. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have any plans this weekend. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And there's just so much like to be found. It's like a whole new way of life when you just don't fill your life with so much like busyness.
Yes, 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 absolutely. And I feel like, you know, you talk a lot about loneliness. And do you feel that most people will, there's two roads, either to not feel lonely, I will just fill my days with just so much stuff so that I can avoid my feelings. Or these other part that just like literally sit in those feelings. And they're just like, I'll just sit here in Netflix and Ben and Jerry's until Monday.
Yes, 100%. And it's so important to make friends with yourself. And I can't like get that across more. Like if someone listening right now is feeling like, do you know what? I just feel like I don't have that many friends, or I don't feel like I've got any really good friends. The place to start is with yourself, 100%.
Absolutely.
Because if you can spend time like with yourself and be able to be alone and happy, then it completely changes the way you view your friendships, because you lose all of the expectation that someone else is going to fulfill you when you should be doing that for yourself.
And operative word, expectations. That is just, that's the key. Because I feel that, like you just said, if I'm not happy with me, I'm going to put all my expectations on you. And if you aren't meeting my expectations, you're like, I don't know what your expectations are. Like, you just invited me to come out to tea. Like, and I thought we're just going to talk about nothing. Not like you were trying to fill this hole inside of you that all of a sudden becomes my job.
Yeah, exactly. And then how is that a friendship then? It's like, it's this weird kind of, well, I'm choosing you to now make me happy. And it's just not going to happen. Like, you can't rely on other people to make you happy. So you're always going to be disappointed in your friendships if that's, you know, if you're attaching that expectation to them.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. Because I think that's what people, if you're not sitting in an understanding who you are or what your own expectations are of friendship, then you are going to always be disappointed when you go out to find that new friend, or that new friend is going to be like, you know what? That was kind of a weird exchange. So I might not spend as much time with her as she wants me to spend.
Yeah. And time is so valuable, isn't it? You know, we only get such a limited source of, I always say, like, time, energy and money are like your three things that you're spending.
Yes.
And you know, you have to choose wisely. We don't have all this time, and especially kind of the world we live in, you know, we're putting work first, family first, all of this stuff, and friendships could be the one thing that you kind of just push to the side. But it's really important to make sure that you're, I would say, like, put some friend slots into your diary. Like, make sure you're seeing your friends. Make sure you've got things to look forward to. No matter what your circumstances are, it's so important for us to have that connection, especially for our mental health. Like, we need that connection with our friends and that kind of escapism to be authentically us with people that get us.
Yeah, I absolutely love the the friend slot. You know, I always say to people, like, it doesn't have to be you physically going there. It could be just a good gab session on the phone.
Yeah, it could be anything. And that's kind of what we've got used to, like, recently, haven't we? You know, making that connection in other ways. And again, like, something so positive that's come out of that, like, now, or like where I am, we're allowed to meet kind of other people, but like in a public space. And, you know, I've just been meeting friends for like a nice walk, or like we've sat together, you know, just those little things that we're like, oh my gosh, like, we would never have thought to do this before. And it's just so lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. And agreed. I do health and fitness, and I always encourage my clients. I was like, if you bring a friend along, you're more likely to do it and not blow it off. So it's like, you know, we're finally getting nice weather here. I live in Boston. And it's like, invite that friend and in an hour, just go for a walk. And
yeah,
and you, it'll, it's, there's no pressure, there's no food, and you're just sitting there talking about God knows what. You're just connecting.
Definitely. And it's so lovely to like be out and moving and just kind of not being in that situation where you are just sat still and just talking about anything for an hour. And it's lovely to be able to hold yourself accountable in that space as well.
Right. And, you know, that's another piece of friendship. It's like you want that friend who can hold you accountable. That person who's like, hey, you told yourself that maybe you were going to get a new job or maybe you were going to look for a new relationship or whatever. And you want that friend to be like, hey, Gemma, did you do that?
Yes, definitely. And also a huge thing to add to that as well is having friends that celebrate your wins with you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You always want that friend to help you win.
Definitely. We, you know, there is no space for jealousy within friendships. And if you get that vibe from a friend or maybe like you have to be a bit careful what you tell them, then that can be a good kind of warning sign of a toxic friend.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. I always say that women always have very good intuition. And if you are, you know, venturing out and meeting new people, go with the vibe. Don't feel like, don't dismiss it.
Yeah.
Cause definitely. There's a reason. This is a quick aside. I listen to a lot of true crime.
Nice.
I know. I like scaring the shit out of myself. And so,
yeah. I'm like such a wimp. Like I'm the opposite. I'm like, I have to avoid anything like that.
Oh, I'm a total wimp too. Which it's like, it's just like literally, it's like, you know how like they talk about fear, fear training, where like if you're afraid of spiders, they'll put you in a room full of spiders.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's
that's what
like
you're doing
that.
For yourself.
I think so. So one of the podcasts I listen to, they're like, you know, if you get a feeling, be rude and just walk away. And I always just say like that intuition of like, you feel like that person just isn't the right person is always 9 times out of 10 is always true.
Oh, I love that. And that's the thing, like we label it as like being rude, but sometimes it's just having boundaries. Sometimes right. It's like, actually, I don't really get on with this person. Like, why am I wasting my time and energy speaking to this person? Like, I just want to leave. And it's okay to just say, I'm leaving.
Yeah. I learned that, like, my husband's very good with boundaries, like very good with boundaries. And I learned that from him. He's like, you know what? I work really hard and I only get 48 hours off during the week. And I only want to spend it with people who like I enjoy spending with, like I'm looking forward to that time. And he's like, anyone else that I'm not looking forward to that time? He's like, you know, if you're in the group, great, but I'm not going to go out of my way to spend time with you.
Yes. And that's the perfect way to think about it, isn't it?
Right. And I was like, it wasn't rude, but it was like, it was totally like, hey, like I, you know, I like Gemma, so I'm going to make the effort to spend time with her. And if there's other people who I kind of like, if you're in the group, then great, I see you. But if not, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And it's always a choice. And I think, especially like the women that I've worked with before, there's this big kind of feeling of if you've been friends with someone for a long time that you should remain friends with them. And again, this is something we're taught when we're so young, you know, it's like find a best friend and you'll be best friends forever.
Right.
Whereas, you know, it just doesn't happen like that. We're humans. We are constantly growing, constantly right. evolving. It's just what we do. And sometimes we have to outgrow people to be able to move on.
Yeah. And I, you know, I always say it's a gift if you have a friendship that lasts for a long time, because I know that I'm that friend that I might not call you every day or every month, but I know that if I called you, true story, I called you and I hadn't really talked to you in like 6 years. And then I tell you, I'm coming to your town and I'm going to stay with you. You'd be like, I'm going to clean the guest room.
Yeah.
And then there are those people who I haven't talked to in 6 years. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be in their town and no, I'm not calling you.
Yes, definitely.
and if you see on social media that I was in your town, I'm like, oh, so busy.
Yeah. also, again, another really good boundary. Delete people from social media that you just are not interested in kind of seeing or talking to or being friends with. And especially like over this time of having such like lots of time alone, recently I went through like a massive cull on my kind of personal social media, and I was going through thinking like, would I say hi to you in the supermarket? Like, if I'm not going to say hi to you in the supermarket, you're not going to get the privilege of seeing my life and like what I'm up to. Like, I just want to share that with close people.
Yes, that is such a good good question to ask as you're like going through social media.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's people on there that I went to school with. Like, I would never even say hello to them. Like, I wasn't even friends with them in school. Like, why are we having this weird online exchange that just doesn't need to be had?
Right. And, you know, I remember, so, you know, in America, the 2016 election was very heated. And there were just people who just said some shit that I'm like, yeah, I don't agree with it. And I just like started deleting them as my friends. And I was like, because I come to social media as a way to like, clearly I do it for business, but I also do it as a way to like connect with people I don't see on a regular basis. And I just, that was like one of my first times that I just started to do this great purge. And so now, like, if you are saying stupid shit, I'm like, yeah, I don't need to see you on my feed.
Yeah. And even if it's, say it's someone you don't want to like offend them and unfriend them, the mute button is gold.
Oh, yes. I, if you're someone who I would say hi to in the grocery store, I mute you for like 30 days and then let you have a comeback.
Exactly. If I'd say hi to you in the grocery store, but I still don't agree with what you're saying, you're getting a mute.
Right. And then if like you continue, then if you go on a good stretch, I'm like, okay, all right. You did. It was kind of like a kid getting a timeout.
Yes. You're allowed back on the feed now.
Yeah, exactly. So now you said you started this year-long experiment. And so what were some of the steps that you took to say, okay, it's time for me to get some new girlfriends?
Yeah. So I just went all in and I was like, right, I'm just going to try to make friends anywhere I go in any way I can. So my first place I headed was friendship apps, which I had no success with at all. it's really weird taking that kind of world of like, I guess online dating is where it stems from, into this kind of online friendship.
Right.
But without any background, like you can't judge friends by a picture. Like, I'm kind of against, I'm a bit anti online dating as well, to be honest, because, you know, you're just judging other humans before you even know them. So I didn't really have any success with that. And I also had this like kind of situation where someone had messaged me and was just like, hi, how are you? And I hadn't logged into the app for a while, and I logged back in, and then there was another message. It was like, oh, are you still interested in being friends? And I was like, wow, like, this is not how it works at all. And I was really shocked by that. And I thought, okay, moving on.
Right.
But like, social media is such a great way to meet and make friends, if used correctly. You know, I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with social media.
Me too.
Yeah, I could definitely get way too consumed with scrolling and, you know, in kind of like a negative way. But when I was making friends during that time, it, you know, and I do it now, like if I see someone, I think, oh, wow, like, yeah, we like really agree on stuff or have kind of a similar outlook, I won't be afraid now to like their stuff and follow them and, you know, maybe send them a DM. But just to kind of do that process, but a little slower than I just said, you know, it's right. Not like bombarding people. It's not asking people to be your friend. It's making mutual connections and letting the connection evolve.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, I feel like, because we are all in such a rush. Like, if I meet you and all of automatically we're supposed to be best friends. Why? How? Like, you know, why can't we just like baby step in the pool? Like, when you meet a guy, you're not like, hey, we had two glasses of wine, so Saturday, do you want to move in?
Yes. But it's the world we live in, and it's so hard to disconnect from that. You know, we live in a world where we can have an app for anything.
Oh, God,
we have we have an app to get food delivered to our door whenever we want. You know, we have an app. Well, even the online dating, we have an app that can give us a pool of single people instantly.
Right.
And that's what gives us this mindset of everything's quick. We can have whatever we want whenever we want it. But relationships and friendships just don't work like that.
Right.
So as humans, we're not an app. We are people. So it has to be treated so separately.
And I'm a very subtle person. Like, if you come on strong to me, I'm like, oh, back the fuck up. Like, whoa. Like, what? I'm like, are you trying to recruit me into a religion? Whoa.
Exactly that. And that's what, but also it's like taking that mindset and remembering that, because I totally get it. Like, if you see someone and you think, oh, wow, we'd get on really well, it's so tempting to bombard them and be like, right. Oh, like, friends, because like we would so be good friends, but yeah, that is not the way to go about it,
right? Or like, you know, I always tell people, I'm like I know I come on strong, I'm loud, I will tell you exactly what I'm thinking in my head, and initially you're gonna be like, oh, that chick's crazy, or you'd be like, she seems like a lot of fun. Like, I'm like, those are like my two lovers when you meet me.
Yeah, but that's a good thing. Because you should just be who you are, and you shouldn't have to change that or mute that for anyone else. You know, if there's people there thinking you're too loud, then they're just not your people.
I know. I mean, when my husband thinks I'm too loud, he's my people.
Yeah, he is. Unfortunately, he's your people.
I've been loud since I met him. But I also think for you, like you just said, being yourself, and as you age, you're more likely to be yourself and not feel like, oh, you know, Gemma's quiet, so I need to be quiet too. Or where, you know, if we were in high school, you're like, oh, we wear pink on Wednesdays. Like, you had to conform to the norm, if you will.
Definitely. And I kind of wish that was a process that we all get taught earlier on.
Oh, God, yes.
I recently turned 30, and already I feel like, you know, the kind of things I used to worry about. Even last week, I'm like, oh, I'm good now. Like, that's just melted away since I've got into my 30s.
You're like, oh my God, how much time did I spend on that?
Yeah. But even, you know, even though people tell you not to care, but you have to go through that process for yourself. And
you do.
And you know, that is...
Even when I like watch like, you know, teen angst movies, and you think of like all the things they're worrying about, like, oh my God, like wearing the right outfit, and you know, and you're just like, oh, sweet Jesus. Like, let me tell you, look forward 30 years and you're going to be like, if it requires a bra, I ain't going. Like, you're not.
honestly, like, I gave up heels years ago.
Yes.
unless I can come comfortable, I'm not coming at all.
Oh my God. Yes, to the heels. I've been a personal trainer for 15 years, but I always felt like, oh, I should wear heels when I go out because I wear sneakers all the time. And like 2 hours into the evening, I was just like, good God, my feet are just dying. My feet are dying. My feet are dying. And then finally I was like, fuck it. I'm not doing it anymore. Like, I'm done. Uncle, I will find cute shoes, but they will not have any type of heel.
Totally. Because no one else cares. No one else is saying, oh, well, you've had a really good night because you're wearing great shoes. It's like, unless you're comfortable and actually enjoying yourself, what is the point?
Right. And I was like, how many times I damn near twisted my ankle, you know, tripping over something in those, those heels.
No. And blisters the next day, could barely walk.
Oh my God. Or like, I went to a wedding and I was like, oh, I'm probably not going to be up on my feet that much. I'm like, I'm just going to wear heels because the dress looks better this way. And I'm like walking down the streets of Charleston barefoot. And I was like, I just hope I don't get something.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But also it's taken those things that we kind of, I feel like these things come a bit sooner, you know, that kind of like what you should be wearing or what you actually want to wear. That's kind of a decision that comes a little sooner. And right. Then it's taking that attitude and then applying it to all the other areas of your life. So, you know, if you have a job you hate, like why are you doing that job? Like, It's right. okay to like move on and get a new job. And if you've got friends that no longer are rewarding or like real friends, it's okay to move on and make new friends. And taking that confidence with you, being like, this is who I am. This is what I can offer to a friendship. And like, let's go find my people.
Right. So, and I love all that. So after your year, like, do you like coach people? I know you have a group, like, so how, you know, how does someone who's like, you know what, everything she's saying is true. Like, you know, I've moved to a new city. I know no one, or my friends like you have moved on to mommyhood. And I'm like, I'm not there yet. Like, so do you coach people? Do you have them join your group? Like, how do people like, you know, who are inspired by this conversation, how do they like connect with you?
Yeah, so it's a really good time, actually, because I'm about to go through or I'm about to launch something new. So everything I'm talking about is in blog posts on howtomakefriends.co.uk. So that's how it all started, on the blog. I've got the podcast, which is How to Make Friends. And I'm soon launching a Patreon version of the podcast. So that's going to be a private podcast. So on there, I've pretty much like broken down my whole friend project. I'm going to be sharing stories I haven't shared before, like about my personal experiences, and breaking those down into like actionable advice, top tips, and just kind of creating a community that way, because there's so many women that message me that want to make new friends and just don't really know where to start. So I feel like it's a really nice way to bring people together to do the journey together.
I love that. And I also love it because, you know, as we, you know, we talked about emerging from Rona, I think we all kind of saw some of our vulnerabilities, you know, saw that, you know, maybe the people we thought were our friends weren't really our friends, or maybe we saw them in a new light. Because we had the time, or also the fact that I had to spend a lot of time with myself.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like a part of us must have healed within this time in terms of spending so much time alone. We have discovered new parts of ourselves.
Right. Or, you know, new boundaries. Like, you know, one of the questions I've been asking a lot to people is, as we kind of emerge, like here in America, like we're, you know, slowly coming out of the quarantine, and you know, how do you want to come out? Do you want to like rush back to like what your life was, or you want to be like, you know what, how do I keep some of this quiet in my life?
Yes, I feel like we could all do with a little bit more quiet.
Yeah, and you get to define what quiet looks like. And you know, as we talked about, saying no, you know, instead of every weekend being here, there, and everywhere, you know, maybe it's saying no to some things.
Definitely. Yeah. I am all about saying no now.
me too. Like, I was just like, you know what? I'm like, I enjoy my home. Like, and I don't think I've spent this much time in my home because I'm always off someplace else.
Yeah. And I think this is a thing, like I kind of use this analogy now, like if someone asks me to do something, unless it's like a really enthusiastic yes, like hell yeah, I'll do that, then it's a no. Because yes, you're never going to change your mind on it. And if you don't go to something, you'd never know like what it was going to be like anyway. So, you know, you're not going to get that like FOMO, like the fear of missing out, because, well, you didn't know what it would have been like anyway. So you're not missing out on anything by saying no.
And I think what you just described, it's the FOMO, right? That so many people have, that, if I don't go, you know, it's, did I miss something, or what will they say about me? And it's that insecurity that you have versus being like, you know what, I didn't want to go anyway, so I'm good.
Yes. And the more you do it, it's great, because the more you do it and the more confident with yourself you are, you honestly just, you'll just find your people. Like, it just happens that way. And you know that like quote, your vibe attracts your tribe.
Yes.
As cheesy as it sounds, it is so true, because if you're giving off those vibes that you're confident, you know what you want, you're happy, you're just like at peace with who you are, then people just want a bit of that. People are like, oh my gosh, who is this woman? And like, can I have a bit of her? Like, they'll want to be friends with you.
Right.
So
you'll go for it.
So yeah, I was just gonna say, so yeah, everything really does start with you. So that's completely where I just send everyone that speaks to me and says, oh, I'm just, you know, feeling lonely, I want to make friends. I'm like, right, the place to start is making friends with yourself.
Yeah. And you know, and you are your hardest friend, because if you think about some of the stuff we say to ourselves, woo.
Oh, totally. Like, you'd never say that to anyone else.
No, 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 no. And you know, I always like, one of, when I work with the clients, a lot of them have a lot of bad self-talk, and I'm like, hey, I'm like, you got to clean that up, because the more you tell yourself you can't, or you suck, or whatever, the more you're going to.
Yes, definitely. It's like speaking it into existence, isn't it?
Right. So it's always like, you know, I always tell them, I'm like, if your kid came to you or your best friend came to you with the same problem, what would you say? Mm. And say it to yourself, because it's like, you would never, you know, if someone called you a fat rhinoceros, you'd be like, so we're not friends anymore.
Yeah. Like, thank you, but no, thank you.
Right. And so, like you said, as long as I start to get to like, to sit with myself and just think about what it is I want in both a romantic relationship as well as in a platonic relationship. Cause if I don't define it, then how do I know what I'm looking for or that I found it?
Yes. It's, and again, it's like that analogy of going on like a road trip and not having a destination.
Oh, I use that example all the time. I'm like, yeah. I mean, you know, think about it. Nowadays, everyone has GPS. So it's like, do you just say, I'm just going to go for a drive in the country, or do you have a specific place in the country you want to go to?
Yeah. And it's okay to identify things you want to find in friends. Mm. And it's almost being open-minded, but equally so, like, knowing the values of what you want in a friendship. And that was the biggest lesson I learned out of my friend project, is that I made friends with people I never would have thought I would have been friends with at the start.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, like this call started, it was, I just met this, you know, she was like, oh, I'm going to this event and I need someone to carpool. And I was like, all right, I don't want to drive by myself either. So it was just like, having that there was no expectations. It was just like, we're just going to go and go to this event. And now it's like, whoo, I have a great friend. And so I think for a lot of people, we talked earlier, it's like, don't expect that, like, I'm going to meet you and automatically we're going to be like BFFs braiding each other's hair.
Definitely. Yeah. And it would have been really lovely if that day you just had a really nice day with someone you just met.
Yes. My only expectation was I was going to end up in New Jersey.
Yeah. That you were going to get to the event. Right. It was all going to be okay.
Right. Or, like, you know, I will admit, like, my only expectation with people is like, just don't make me crazy. Like, my only expectation is like, just don't make me crazy.
Yeah, definitely. But it's so good to have that, like, confidence to take those like calculated risks. You know, it's not like putting yourself completely at risk. It's taking those calculated risks and meeting new people, because if you don't meet new people, you can't make new friends.
Right. And
just dropping the like ego we get as adults, you know, we try to avoid rejection, but it's just all part of it.
Yeah. And, you know, to like bring our conversation like full circle, I love that you said your vibe attracts your tribe. So if I go in with all these expectations of you trying to fix me, then it's never going to work.
No. And humans will always let you down. It's just what happens.
They let us down because we have these like untold expectations. Like, I, like, you know, I'm feeling lonely, I'm feeling depressed, you're going to fix my problem.
Yeah.
And I'm just someone who's like, you invited me out to pub.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I've actually had quite a busy week at work, like, I'm just here for a nice relaxed drink, not to be your therapist.
Right. Like, I just was like, I wanted to leave my house, you invited me out, you know. And now all of a sudden, you know, I'm trying to solve your problems. Like, can we solve the world's problems? Can I think of a better shot
at yes yeah.
So this has been this is exactly what I wanted to talk about. And I'm so excited. I hope everyone has taken away from this, like, one, to value the friendships that you currently have. And if you are looking for new friendships, please, like, stay in touch with Gemma, because when she brings out this Patreon, you want to be a part of it so that you can really go on this true journey to friendship. But what I do is I always ask people before I close the show, what makes you feel magical?
Ooh, what makes me feel magical? I kind of have to say this because I genuinely feel this way, but just connection yes. with other people, like, that is just what I value. And even from this time now of, like, Corona times, you know, I've missed people, I've not missed things. So yes. yeah, for me, the magic is in human interaction, connection, and community.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel the same way, though. You don't realize what you miss until you miss it.
Yes, definitely. And yeah, we should be grateful for our friends and always show them that gratitude as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so one last thing, where can people find you on the socials?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. It's at howtomakefriends_. And then just through the blog and stuff as well, which is howtomakefriends.co.uk.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is exactly what I wanted. And I want my people to, like, realize, like, as we go through the various stages in our life, there is going to be a time that we're going to look around and be like, where are all my friends? And Gemma has the answer if you've ever had that step, had that question.
Definitely. And I just want to add before we go as well, like, if anyone listening to this is feeling lonely, you are not alone. Like,
no.
There are so many people that, you know, sometimes it just comes in waves that you just feel a bit lonely. And sometimes we just have a chapter in our life where we just have to spend time alone or feel lonely, no matter who we're surrounded by. Like, it is totally normal. And yeah, there are so many people feeling that way. And you definitely come out the other side.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking your time. It's been awesome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been so lovely chatting with you.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.